Now, we've been chasing an answer from the New South Wales government on something, because I asked the Premier on Monday, how much has the London Trade Office earned for New South Wales since it opened at the end of January? Dominic Perrottet says he would take the question on notice. Well, we've received an answer of sorts from the new Trade Minister, Alistair Henskins. He says the London team has organised New South Wales Open for Business events in the UK and five key European markets. The state government helps businesses to succeed internationally through its export support programs. Examples include Patron, a Sydney tech company which is being supported to expand operations in the UK. This has created 20 jobs for New South Wales. But what you'll notice there, they say Patron is a Sydney tech company which is being supported to expand operations in the UK, which has created 20 jobs for New South Wales. They're not saying, oh, the new trade commissioner has done that deal for them. It sounds to me like Patron has done the deal and Patron has been supported by the trade commissioner. They say, we've also been working with the New South Wales Wine Industry Association to deliver a five-day export program in September that will showcase 20 leading wines to the UK. Half of these are for first-time exporters. Well, that's great because you'll all be able to drink some wine, but we were asking, what is the dollar value to New South Wales that's been provided by the Trade Commissioner since arriving in London in January this year? Well, they won't answer that question. Measures of success will be reported on the Investment New South Wales website and in the annual report, they say. We pushed again. They said, we can't provide specific dollar figures in relation to outcomes. So either they don't know or it's zero. And it calls into question why we need these trade commissioners representing New South Wales. Stephen Cartwright in London wanted $800,000 a year. He got $487,000. He spent $113,000 on expenses. And Dominic Perrottet refused to answer questions when he was asked about Stephen Cartwright's expenses account. News is next at 7:30.